you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
The University of Technology's College of Oral Health Sciences is set to graduate its first batch of students from its Doctor of Medical Dentistry program in November, the first set of Jamaican dental surgeons to receive all their training locally. On today's show, a member of the graduating class, Nicola James, shares her experience of the five-year training program. I'm Vaughn Davis. Welcome to Career Talk. Informal statistics suggest that there is one dentist for every 1,000 patients in Jamaica. Nicola James is well acquainted with this information, having witnessed firsthand the overwhelming need for dental services during the 8 years she practiced as a dental nurse in the public sector. It was the desire to play a part in meeting this need that spurred her to enroll in the Doctor of Medical Dentistry program introduced by the University of Technology's College of Oral Health Sciences in 2010.
We had a lot of persons coming to the clinic, and unfortunately at the time, and still present in Jamaica, we don't have enough dentists to treat the persons that we have coming to the clinic for treatment. That it kind of touched my heart when people came from far and they couldn't get through.
Knowing that the course was being taught for the first time did spark some feelings of insecurity in her and her fellow students, but those were quickly dispelled once they saw the intensive nature of the training.
You begin actively doing dental work from first year, because we don't work on live patients in first year, but we start working on the mannequins. So we start learning to treat patients. So, you know, all of that starts from first year, right? By third year, we were going to clinics. Like, we had comprehensive clinic in Maxfield Park. We'll go there and we'll treat patients there. We'll do extractions, we'll do cleaning, and if possible, we do fillings there on the patient.
Ms. James says the instructors made sure the students were grounded in the theoretical knowledge behind treatment procedures throughout the five-year program and had sufficient practical training to successfully implement the necessary procedures.
You get on-hand training with the patient. So at school, while you're doing your clinical, you are taught. So when you see the patient for the first time, you make a treatment plan beginning with just simple oral hygiene instructions. So everything that the patient needs. So you're able from the beginning to plan everything for the patient.
Interim Dean of the College of Oral Health Sciences, Dr. Irving Johnson, says considerable effort was spent in setting up the program to ensure that the quality of instruction was on par with more developed countries. A major achievement in this regard was obtaining permission for the students to sit the American Board of Dental Examiners examination, for which the pass rate was 96%.
An examination with all the trimmings of the reliability and validity and transparency and integrity in an examination process that was administered by the best of the best in the United States. We came out and we ranked like any other great American school, and we think that is good.
Instructors were selected from among accomplished practitioners in the United States and Canada, and a consistent effort has been made to establish relationships with regulatory bodies for the dental profession around the world to ensure best practices are adhered to.
Recently, we have formed a lot of international relationships geared at promoting and establishing our credibility as an institution of repute. We have gained the approval of the Dental Council. We have a lot of affiliateship with many well-known United States universities and colleges in the industry. And our quality assurance process has been way advanced.
The college, which is Jamaica's first dental training school, also offers the following degrees: a Bachelor of Science in Dental Hygiene, Bachelor of Science in Dental Nursing Therapy, and Bachelor of Science in Dental Laboratory Technology. Students can also earn a diploma in dental assisting. If you like what you've heard so far and are interested in pursuing a career in dentistry in Jamaica, contact the College of Oral Health Sciences at the University of Technology for further details. Call 754-7347 or 908-3440. You may also visit the school's website at utech.edu.jm. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.